Rick Van Alsdall, and I'm the interim director for the doctoral program in assessment, learning, and school improvement.
Yeah, we might start with maybe a little bit of a purpose statement or a mission statement for the degree. You know, what kinds of things students will be doing and learning skills that they'll come out with.
Yeah, so the skills are, there's a list of skills and knowledge base that they'll come out with, but I guess it, to boil it right down, it's really focusing on student learning. What do we need to do to ensure that every student is learning? And so it's a student-by-student, skill-by-skill approach, building interdependent teams within schools, school districts, and communities to really focus on student learning.
Yeah, yeah. And this is just not open to anyone that might want to apply. There are some restrictions on who can apply.
Yeah, and we can give those details out if people want to send an email inquiry to edd@mtsu.edu. We can provide more information. But basically, we're looking for folks who are currently in a position. They need to have a master's degree and currently be in a position where they can affect immediate school improvement. That might be people who are currently employees of school districts, but it might also be folks who are in governmental organizations, State Department of Education, perhaps in a philanthropic or not-for-profit organization that has articulated agreements with schools or school districts to focus on school improvement. So it's a pretty broad-based approach to bringing together a group of individuals to learn what we know about improving schools through database decision-making and bringing together teams of individuals, again, to build that interdependency among all of the players that are going to be able to affect improvements in student learning.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, assessments have become very important, or even more important, perhaps, I should say, in the last couple of years with teacher assessments, you know, being more tightly connected to that. So is this degree in some sense or in some measure a reaction to what's been going on in Tennessee's public education?
You know, as we look over the decades and probably centuries with regards to education, we've always used assessment strategies to gather data to inform our practice. Teachers do that on the fly every day in classrooms with regards to informal and formal assessments. So this program isn't necessarily a response to changes in testing programs, but it really builds a deep understanding of the appropriate use of both formal and informal data to make the best decisions for regards to practice in classrooms to improve student learning.
I saw some indication that from the information that I got that this degree was somewhat unique. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the you know, if we expect something different in public education, we at the higher education organizations need to take a look at perhaps doing things differently than we've done in the past. So traditionally, we have doctoral programs that are in administration and supervision, curriculum instruction, educational leadership and policy studies, you know, and there's a few other areas. A lot of those have various purposes and backgrounds associated with them, and they're strong programs. But we wanted to approach this from a completely different tack, and so we designed this program from the ground up based on the substantiated research and practice over the past couple of decades of what we know works for students and teachers and administrators and community members to improve schools. So it's a ground-up, brand-new program. There is no other program in the Tennessee Board of Regents system that is has this same, what we call CIP code or indice. The courses are all brand-new. And again, focused on school improvement practices that have been demonstrated across the country and really around the world to improve student learning.
Yeah, yeah. So first classes.
Yeah, we actually have our first cohort underway. We have 21 students. And so you had mentioned something about, you know, requirements, and a good example are the diversity in our first cohort. We have 21 students ranging from classroom teachers to community activists, to consultants to principals and assistant principals involved in this program, coming from all over Tennessee, from the far east regions, northwest Tennessee, as well as southern part of Tennessee, coming to campus for this face-to-face program on weekends and kind of an executive format.
The informational session, you've got another informational session coming up, I think, like the 22nd or some such?
We sent out 135 letters to all of the directors of schools across the state of Tennessee, asking them to invite us into their school districts to give information sessions. We've scheduled a couple of those already, and so we're in the midst of scheduling all of those. We have another campus-based information session scheduled for October 22nd at 5 o'clock here in the College of Education building. It'll go from 5 until 5:30, and I'll stay as long as people have questions or have issues they'd like to talk through.